Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is, I'm sure, a very happy owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning.
Good
morning.
Yes, congratulations on the big win.
Well, I do appreciate that. We are playing for the Hawk, baby. Playing for the Hawk in 2018.
The Hawk?
Yeah, the Mohawk.
Oh.
I'm going to get to see you in the Mohawk, Jody.
Maybe.
And a bra and panties. That was a bet.
I don't remember that part.
This is like Christmas later this month happening on tomorrow's yesterday.
Yeah.
Help me.
We're really too close to Christmas,
like Christmas
for you to use
morning.
That.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
Would you like to give Jody his Mohawk?
I'd love to do that. Can I do that?
Sure, why not?
I'll grab a pair of sheep shears and head over there in about 5 minutes. Can I get it to you now?
Well, no, not till next football season.
Let me just say this, and I'm smiling as I'm not saying it as well as when I am saying it, and that just isn't having been saddened by anything unlike a win in the NFL, in a manner of speaking, and it isn't just being simply uncharacteristically, and it's not right in a manner of speaking and saying as I do when that's what we're being positively in and about our team all over again. And now I think the Cowboy fans have been waiting to hear me say that for some time.
I wow. guess so.
George, you decode Jerry. Did you get that?
Yeah. It's special. That's what you're saying. A win like last night is special.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's obvious. I'm saying we sent them jambalaya munchers back to Flood Town.
Oh, man.
Flood Town.
I'm so excited about our defense. I think, and think about this, we're doing all of this on defense without the brittle exploding hamstrings of Sean Lee.
Yeah, it's amazing.
True. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
You like that Vander Sketch guy?
Vander Esch?
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, good draft pick, Jerry.
I tell you what, and that's right, that was me GMing the hell out of this team. GMing the holy hell out of it. And let me tell you, if the Saints had won that game, I think that they probably would have given the game ball to Randy Gregory.
Yeah, they probably would have. You wouldn't have, but they would have.
I wouldn't have. He would. Yeah, they would have. And I think the lesson here is for Randy is to never get baked right before you go on the field and play.
Okay. We don't know that he did that.
Oh, I know he did that, Jody, because he came over to the sidelines during the game and used the phone that goes up to the owner's box, and he called me and confided in me that he had had a whole bag of edibles as well as smoked 2 blunts during Garrett's pregame team address.
Wow.
Oh, man.
At least he told you.
Yeah, he told me. He said he was seeing spiders crawling on the ceiling. He was stoned out of his gourd. Just like you get when you do the Bird Dog show and you don't want anyone to know it, George.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't either.
But despite a stoned Randy Gregory, our defense stopped them as hard as Roger Goodell suppressing a harmful CTE report. Now that's stopping stuff.
Well, that is stonewalling, isn't it?
And I'd like to state for the record, however, that despite last night's win, if I got the chance to hire Sean Payton, I'd drop Jason Garrett in a heartbeat.
Ah, see?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want that LHO lookalike head coaching my team anytime I can. I got my voice back, can you tell?
Yeah, sounds better.
I screamed so hard during that game, I lost my voice. If y'all heard my post-game press conference, you heard it all scratchy.
Oh, yeah.
Sounded like Joan Rivers or something.
A little bit.
And it wasn't the game excitement that made me scream so hard during the game that I blew out my voice.
What was it?
It was when Roosevelt tripped in our suite and spilled coffee on my nutsack. Third-degree burns.
Oh, man.
On my scrote, yeah.
Terrible.
And then he grabbed my toupee to try to clean it up, and that made me scream again because then my bald head was out for everyone to see.
I can't believe the cameras didn't catch that.
I know. I was so lucky because so there I am experiencing a huge game of excitement with a bald head and a scorched nutsack. It's about like Colombian dark roast. Blew my voice to high holy.
Terrible,
just terrible. But we got a few more games to go now.
Yeah, it's not over yet.
Not over yet, but I think it's all all but over. It's all but over, and I'm going to get them sheep shears, and I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to shave your head so hard you don't know what hit you.
That sounds threatening. All right, see ya. There goes Jarrah.